It's the 4th of July. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A Luton mother says she is disappointed with the police following an incident at a Luton retail park. Christina entered the Chihuahua coffee shop at Hatters Way Retail Park. Then, later, she observed three people on two mopeds pulling up next to her own motorbike. One of the individuals jumped off and attempted to steal her vehicle. The 31-year-old ran after them, managing to stop the rider off her bike using the taekwondo moves she has practiced since the age of 7. She and another bystander detained the thief, who claimed to be only 12. When the police failed to arrive within a reasonable amount of time, they let him go. Christina said she felt let down by the police, who eventually arrived. Bedfordshire Police said it was reviewing CCTV footage and are continuing their investigation. The 35th anniversary of the Bedfordshire Games will be celebrated on the 9th of July at the Bedford International Athletic Stadium. The free event involves over 250 adult competitors with learning challenges and will take place between 10:30 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. There have been two more resignations over at Central Bedfordshire Council following the dismissal of Deputy Leader Hayley Whittaker. Simon Ford, the councillor from Sandy, and Rebecca Haynes, the councillor from Houghton Regis, will no longer serve in their executive roles. Adam Zerney, the CBC leader, said, "I'd like to say a huge thank you to both Simon and Bex for all their efforts. Both positions will be filled in the very near future." The departures are unrelated to the sacking of Miss Whittaker for challenging the position of Mr. Zerney as leader. Luton Airport has been receiving help from police dog Jasmine to secure and promote the bus system that supports the airport. Jasmine was deployed under Project Servator to reveal suspicious activity using her sense of smell around the bus terminal area. A statement in a social media post read, "The bus network is a great way to get to and from the terminal, and we want to ensure that you are safe whilst travelling." That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar? Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.